Hey, greetings, sisters. I'm back, and I'm going to encourage us all with some scriptures on, well, I did a word search on the words walk and light. And so I looked up the scriptures that have both those words within the scriptures there, and I thought it would be really encouraging to us to go through those. So I'm just going to go read through them and let the Lord's word say what it says. Psalm 56:13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalm 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, that they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Isaiah 2:5. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 9:2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Isaiah 50:10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I love that. John 11:9-10. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Yeah, we want to be in the light of Christ. John 12:35. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in the darkness knoweth not whither where he goeth. Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Yeah, I have a couple more, but I just wanted to say, you know, what a precious gift this light is to us, those who are bought by the blood of Christ, and we've repented and turned from our ways, and he gave us the Holy Spirit. The God, the creator of the universe, put his Holy Spirit within us, and we get to walk in the light. And because of that, we want to obey his commands and continue to do this, working out our salvation with fear and trembling, following after this awesome, wonderful creator, Lord and Savior that came to make a way for us. I love that. What a precious gift. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the last one here, to encourage us, Revelation 21:24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And we know that if we walk in the light, we can walk with the Lord by his power, by his strength. Through his guidance, he knows us, he knows our frame, he knows we're dust, he cares about us. And if we keep striving, he knows if we have a willing heart to him, he will help us keep walking in the light. We don't want to walk in the dark. Stay out of the dark, sisters. Keep walking in the light. Love you all. Hold fast. And Lord willing, I'll be back again to encourage us some more. Let's see. May God be praised.